Chapter 24. After 5 days, Ananias the high priest, certain elders, and an orator named Tertullus went there. These men brought charges against Paul before the governor. When Paul stood before the governor, Tertullus began to accuse him and said to the governor, "Because of you we have great peace, and your foresight brings good reform to our nation. So with all thankfulness, we welcome everything that you do, most excellent Felix. So that I detain you no more, I beg you in your kindness to hear us briefly. For we have found this man to be a pest, and one who causes all the Jews throughout the world to rebel. He is a leader of the Nazarene sect. He even tried to desecrate the temple, so we arrested him. When you examine Paul about all these matters, you will be able to learn about all the things of which we are accusing him." The Jews also joined in the accusation, affirming that these charges were true. But when the governor motioned for Paul to speak, Paul answered, "I understand that for many years you have been a judge to this nation, and so I gladly explain myself to you. You can learn for yourself that it has not been more than 12 days since I went up to worship in Jerusalem. When they found me in the temple, I did not argue with anyone, and I did not stir up a crowd either in the synagogues or in the city. They cannot prove to you the accusations they are now making against me. But I confess this to you, that according to the way which they call a sect, I serve the God of our fathers, believing all things that are according to the law, and that has been written in the prophets. I have a hope in God, which these men also have, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. So I always strive to have a blameless conscience before God and human beings. Now after many years, I came to give alms to my nation and present sacrifices. When I did this, certain Jews from Asia found me in a purification ceremony in the temple, not with a crowd or an uproar. These men ought to be before you now and accuse me if they have anything. Or else, these same men should say what wrong they found in me when I stood before the Jewish council. Unless it is about this one thing that I shouted out when I stood among them. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." Then Felix, who was well informed about the way, postponed the hearing. He said, "When Lysias, the commander, comes down from Jerusalem, I will decide your case." Then he commanded the centurion that Paul should be kept in custody, but to have some freedom, so that none of his friends would be prevented from attending to his needs. After some days, Felix returned with Drusilla, his wife, who was Jewish, and he sent for Paul, and he heard from him about faith in Christ Jesus. But when Paul reasoned with him about righteousness, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became frightened and said, "Go away for now, but when I have time later on, I will send for you." At the same time, he hoped that Paul would give money to him, so he often sent for him and spoke with him. But when 2 years passed, Porcius Festus became the governor after Felix. But Felix wanted to gain favor with the Jews, so he left Paul bound.